Good evening, sisters. Hey, tonight I thought I would talk about rejoicing in our trials or through them. In John 16:33, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Wow, what an awesome encouragement to us. And that's how we're supposed to deal with the trials in our life as we endure into the end. And what is waiting for us there at the end? Titus 3, and I'm going to read 4 through 7. "But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and by renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." So, what an awesome promise, sisters. We have the hope of eternal life because of what Christ our Savior has done for us. And I thought tonight, this is actually our last night here on the homestead, and we're mentally preparing ourselves to get back out in the world. And I thought maybe it would be encouraging to not only myself, but many of you out there, because we're always having trials in this life. So I thought I'd go through a bunch of the scripture verses and read the ones that encourage us about rejoicing through our trials and pressing through them. Let's start with Matthew 5, 11 through 14. "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." Amen. We have to get out there and shine that light, don't we? 1 Peter 4, 12 through 14. "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that, when his glory shall be revealed, ye may also be glad with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." Wow, that's pretty awesome. That right there is great encouragement too. Acts 5:41. "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." All right, they just got beaten up and they were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Now, if that doesn't help encourage us, wow. Romans 5:2-5. "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, therein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." What an awesome God to give us the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 1, 5-7. "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia." 1 Peter 5:8. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever." And this one, I think, is really encouraging because it talks about knowing the same afflictions that are accomplished in the brethren that are in the world. You don't want your brethren to suffer, but there is a comfort knowing that you're not the only one. And James 1, 2 through 8. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So as we go through all our trials, we can ask for wisdom how to get through them. And if we're not doubting and we trust the Lord, he'll give it to us. John 16, 32 and 33. I'm going to read this one again. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man unto his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I'll just stop right there, sisters. The Father is with us too, because doesn't he say he will never leave us nor forsake us if we continue to follow him? Verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, sisters. He has overcome the world. Praise God. Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Romans 8:16-18. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. So when we get wrapped up in our sufferings today, let's remember the glory that will be revealed. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Praise God for that one. That's very strengthening. Hebrews 11:24-27. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Yeah, that's pretty amazing, because let us all sit there and think about this, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season. And those who enjoy the pleasures of sin, they're going to suffer the wrath of God. So let's be that light to shine the way. Hebrews 11:32-40. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and of Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So when I read through that, that's encouraging to me, because by their faith, they all overcame that. Colossians 1:11-14. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's pretty amazing. And then I'm going to end it with Revelation 1 through 21. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up for ever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both great and small. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, for his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that hath the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth make judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in white linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that he may eat the flesh of the kings, and the flesh of the captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon his horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Yeah, that's a lot right in there. Praise God. Our Savior will come back, and Satan is going to get what he deserves. You know, if we all endure unto the end through our saving faith, following obediently after our Savior, we're going to get something we don't deserve. We deserve wrath. But our God has given us the hope of eternal life, and he's given us the keys to that life. So let us all rejoice through these trials, because these trials are going to be nothing, nothing in eternity. And it's such a short time here. Let's not get focused and wrapped up in the trials themselves, but focus on Christ and press our way through them, because soon they will be behind us, and what will be set before us? An eternity with our Father in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah, sisters. Have a joyous evening, and may God be praised.